Which one is Paul McGee?
Tom Carter.
All right, good after. It is afternoon, Mr. McGee. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, I'm just going to log on if you want to take a seat for me while I do that, please. How old is this little girl?
She's four. She's turned four.
Is this your child?
Yeah.
You need to stand up when you talk to me, please.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so she's your little girl.
Yeah.
All right. In some cases, I don't allow children to be in court, but I'm happy in this case for you if you decide that you want her to remain, for her to remain.
Yeah.
If other people come into court or if I consider it's not appropriate for whatever reason, I will ask you to bring her outside.
Yeah.
Okay? So far, so good. She's very well behaved.
Yes.
Ah, okay. These matters were called on, please stand. These matters were called on at 10 o'clock and at 10:15 and at 10:30. And I came down into court at, was it about 10:45? I had you paged through all systems of the court. There was no appearance. I've issued warrants for your arrest.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was down Mornington Peninsula for my mother's 60th this weekend.
You were on bail to be here at 9:30.
Was I on bail?
You were on bail in relation to one of the matters.
Okay.
So I've revoked your bail.
Okay. And so what does that mean then?
That means there's a warrant out for your arrest.
And I'm arrested to be brought to court, which I'm at now. I'm sorry for being late, but basically, as a self-representing litigant, I've shown up on time. I've basically got a flawless attendance record for court, and what's normally happened is I come
in. Why are you on bail then?
Well, the police don't seem to like what I'm doing is a repeated political protest, which they often find personally.
So have you never been late for court before?
No, I've never.
You've never failed to appear at court before?
That's right. And the reason I'm on bail may have been because I was charged with criminal damage originally,
it's
a charge which is
offense.
Yeah, which is far too extreme for what I've actually done, which is place posters over advertising in public space as a political protest. So basically, the police want me to stop, and one of the ways they do that is by overcharging me and putting me on bail conditions. But yeah, I didn't think the criminal damage was a charge.
I think from memory, you are also charged with committing indictable offences whilst on bail. That will explain. Is that correct? Am I correct in thinking that?
That may have happened years ago.
When all right. Well, let's get the matters back before the court. Are these all of the case numbers here, James? What I'm going to do is revoke the warrants because I'm not going to waste police time in having you arrested to be brought before the court when, as you say quite properly, you're here now.
Yeah.
That'll take me a few minutes to do on the computer. If you take a seat, please, while I do that. Once.
Yeah.
I do that, then the charges are back in my courtroom. They're back before me. I can read them to you, and we can go from there. But at the moment, I can't see them, so
yeah,
I'm really talking
much.
Blind.
Yeah, if I can just explain a little bit further, it's just normally my cases aren't even heard until late in the afternoon, especially as a self-representing litigant, I find
no,
I'm shunted.
No, you were
to
on bail to appear at 9:30. You signed an undertaking of bail to that effect, so that's
yeah,
not an excuse. Take a seat, please. In the matter of Hickey, there are two charges, post-placard without consent, willful damage, which is an indictable matter. Those matters are now before the court. I have revoked that bail. I shall remand you to this court. It's a technical order, but I'm going to adjourn the charge back before me at 12:30 today.
Okay.
So that it comes back into our system. Charge is adjourned 28 November 2016 until, we shall say, 12:30 p.m. Matter is part heard before me. It's actually not part heard. Book in for hearing. I will fixed bail on your own undertaking with no conditions. That's the first matter, so that will be in the system now. In the matter of Schultz, a warrant was issued. The warrant is voided. One charge of posting a placard without consent. Once again, I shall remand the matter to my courtroom, 28 November 2016 at 12:30 for a hearing. I'll put you on bail on your own undertaking. Because you failed to appear, you will now be on bail in relation to all matters.
Okay.
The third matter. This is the matter where Smith is the informant, willful damage of property, and again posting a placard without consent. The warrant, which has previously been issued, is revoked, and I remand you back to the court today. The next matter. Matter is the matter of Lyons. In that matter, there are three charges: intentional damage of property, which is an indictable matter, posting a sticker without consent, posting a placard, and committing an indictable offence whilst on bail. It's a charge which carries a 3-month jail term. In relation to this matter, I have revoked or called in, if you like, the warrants, and I shall bring the matter back into my courtroom.
Sorry, could I just mention something that I thought was the case? Willful damage.
You'll get every chance. When they're all back before me, let me do what I'm doing. You'll get every chance to talk about each and every case.
Yeah, okay? It's just willful damage is a summary offence, that's all. And that breach of bail, I was on bail for an indictable offence, criminal damage, and that charge was withdrawn.
You a lawyer?
I've been representing myself for quite some time.
I asked you if you were a lawyer. Stand up when you talk to me. Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no worries. Take a seat, thanks. Okay, you do already have bail on the Lyons brief. So that's the matter where you do have bail. It is bail on your own undertaking, which means there are no conditions of bail. Conditions of bail would include things like reporting into a police station and so forth. I can see that you don't have any conditions of bail. The next matter that you have is the matter of Keating. One charge of posting a placard without consent. In relation to that charge, I'll remand you and put your bail, fix your bail on your own undertaking. Oh, I beg your pardon, you do have bail own undertaking already on that matter. And the final matter. Are all now in the system. Put them up before me, please, on court link. Thanks, James. Oh, I'm just waiting for them all now to come up before me, then I'll talk to you about what's going to happen today. Senior Constable, earlier today a warrant was issued for this man's arrest. Did you have the informant corroborators present in court?
No, there are no informants or corroborators at all today.
Why?
No, there are no witnesses.
There are no...
It's just, it's basically... Mr. McGee, Wyatt Stanley, admits to doing what he's done, but it's make legal submissions on why he should be allowed to do it.
All right. Okay. Is that right, Mr.
McGann?
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. All right.
So would you stand up, please? So, in summary, is it correct for me then to assume that you don't deny that you've put posters up, placards, whatever we call them?
Yeah.
You don't deny doing that?
Yeah.
But you say to me that at law you have the right to do it?
Well, basically the law has left me without a defence. I've run human rights defences to the Supreme Court of Victoria on two occasions, and they've been knocked back in the harshest possible way because I don't think the Victorian judiciary has a very high view of the Human Rights Charter, which is disappointing. Basically, a necessity defence is the only defence I can run. And, you know, obviously that has a very limited chance of success. But basically, I'm not going to plead guilty because I don't think I've done anything that is in any way damaging to society, excuse me. I just think that advertising is in fact a damaging practice that we're not looking into because our media is controlled by companies who are funded by advertising, you know, which has many disastrous effects. So basically what I'm here today...
Can I ask you this so I have an understanding about your case?
Yeah.
What is it that you're actually putting up and where are you putting it up?
I'm covering over ads
with
black sheets of paper.
Okay.
And then over the top of that I place a white sheet of paper with text that tries to briefly summarise the reason behind the actions, which is to question the private domination of public space. Because, I mean, the laws I've been charged with are private property laws, like I've interfered with the private property of a company.
Okay.
But what I'm saying
is... Let's just go back. I'll give you every chance. I just want to understand what you're doing. So you are putting up black sheets or posters over advertising material.
Yeah.
And what sort of spaces are we talking about?
Have
you got photographs? Before you show them to me, show them to Mr. McGee, please. Have a look at these and tell me if these are an accurate representation.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
This is just one of the matters, right, but it gives you a general idea of what he's
doing. All right. Just give me a sec. So this appears to me to be at a train station.
It's in a tram stop.
It's at a tram stop, I beg your
pardon. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we go any further, I guess I want to know how we are to proceed today. When a person doesn't admit charges, that person is entitled, of course, to a full hearing, which is an opportunity to test the prosecution case. The prosecution has the onus of proof, and is required to prove its case beyond reasonable doubt.
Yep.
An accused person has the right to be mute, as we say, silent, or give evidence if they wish to, or indeed call evidence in support.
Yep.
This case appears to me, from what I'm being told, to be unusual in that whilst you're not prepared to admit the allegations, neither are you denying them.
Yeah, well, I don't agree that I should be guilty of an offence, as the law says.
Because the law... which provides for the offence is one which is wrong, essentially.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Or, you know, the fact that the Human Rights Charter hasn't intervened to exclude this instance of alleged offending, or that the necessity defence will not be...
How do you wish to proceed today?
The only thing I want to do is give evidence and explain myself. That's all I want to do. And,
right.
Me not pleading guilty is just as a matter of, you know, personal integrity. I can't say I've done something wrong to a court when I know in my heart I haven't.
Sure. I understand that. I really do. All right. Well, I will certainly give you that opportunity, but formally I think the charges need to be proved. The way for that to happen is for the summaries to be read to the court and for you to not deny those summaries, which will allow me the opportunity to accept them. So I can't really progress to hearing evidence from you unless I'm satisfied you have a case to answer. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
So the only way I can do that, really, is to hear those summaries. Now, The question is, how do we proceed? Because you arrived at 11:30 or thereabouts.
11.
Well, I have been told 11:30.
I arrived.
What time did you walk into this courtroom?
Maybe a couple of minutes after 11. Then I went to counter one, and they said you've got to go up to counter two. I went up to counter two, and you know, obviously eventually.
Okay. I suppose it doesn't matter whether it was 11 or 11:30. The issue is now, how do we conduct the hearing?
I noticed. It's your lunch yet.
Pardon?
It's your lunchtime now, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Did I make that pretty clear? Well, we normally have lunch between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
When you were not here and I issued the warrants, I began to do something else. And I don't necessarily want that to fall. I'm conscious you've got a little girl in court and I don't want to keep you here all day for her sake. But I am going to start this at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we do normally break between 1 and 2, and unless I can be guaranteed to finish by 1, I don't want to start.
Yeah, I understand.
So if it's possible for you to come back at 2 o'clock...
To this courtroom?
Yes, I will be in this courtroom ready to hear your case at 2. In the interim, what I would like is for the summaries which the prosecutor should have for each of the briefs to be copied. You can do that, James. They should be copied and a copy given to you. Also, if you have, and I don't want you to tell me if you have a prior history, because until the charge is approved, I shouldn't know. But if there is any prior history, that should be copied and given to the accused man so that he can check the accuracy to admit or deny the content. So, you can look at that document if it exists, but again, I don't want to know about it until the charge is approved. Okay?
I think I'll tender it as evidence.
Well, I don't want to know whether you've got a prior history. Well, I don't want to know it. I'm not going to have a battle of wills with you. I can tell you now, I don't want to see it.
It's my evidence.
I don't want
to
see it.
I
don't want to see it. It's my courtroom. I'll run it my way. Okay? Third thing that will happen is that at 2 o'clock, after I hear the summaries, if I'm satisfied at law that the charges are made out, I will then invite you to either address me from the bar table, or if you prefer, you can give your evidence on oath. Subsequent to that, if there are any legal submissions that you want to make, I'll hear your submissions. Likewise, the prosecutor will be entitled to make submissions. I will hand back these documents. Thanks, James. Hand those back. Any documents which will be tendered, including photographs, should be shown to Mr. McGee before I see them. Preferably between now and 1 o'clock, you can sort that out so there are no surprises for anyone at 2. All right, you can take a seat.
Thank you very much.
James. No, they need to be read in open court. All right, the proceeding is stood down then until 2 o'clock. I'll see you at 2 o'clock sharp, please, both of you. Thank you. Adjourn the court, please.